Welcome to the Rush Hour podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
G'day, Gus here from the Rush Hour. We are back on Monday. In the meantime, here are our unaired chats with supercar legends. Today, it's Garth Tander. Christmas coming early for you guys. Bathurst is obviously just one of those moments for all race car drivers and fans to just get excited about.
Oh, you bang on. It's like Christmas morning when you wake up on Sunday morning at Bathurst, ready for the race. Can't sleep the night before. You know, it's a big day ahead the next day. So, look, the Bathurst 1000 is our Melbourne Cup or our Boxing Day test or, you know, our grand final, if you like. So it's a massive sporting event and, one that we love being part of.
Garth, you've been pretty vocal on just seeing a return of the three-event supercars enduro season. Just it's lending itself at the moment to more experienced drivers winning it. Is that right?
Oh, that's what I think. I mean, through the COVID period, we used to have the three endurance code races. They were the Sandown 500, Bathurst, and then the Gold Coast race was also a two-driver race. Mm. I don't think we need to go all the way back to three. Yeah. I think going just to two co-driver races. So I think we should have the Sandown 500 as the traditional curtain raiser to Bathurst. And because prior to COVID, that's sort of how it worked. And then COVID kicked in and they wanted to cut costs and just make it a bit easier for the teams. But what it's done is now we just go to Bathurst once a year and those experienced co-drivers, which I fall into that category, we have a huge advantage because we've done a million miles up there. We know the cars, we know the track. We know the teams. We can just jump in and go. Whereas the younger drivers, you know, they need to make sure they can walk before they run at Bathurst because it bites you and it bites you hard if you make a mistake up there. So it gives the experienced co-drivers a bit of a head start. And I think for the better of the category, I think, you know, having the two co-driver races, Sandown's the traditional curtain raiser, I reckon it'd be good for everyone.
Garth, where did the passion come from for driving? You know, we know when we grow up, we play rugby league and soccer and all this, but to know how to drive a car, to want to drive a car, where did that passion come from?
Oh, I grew up in a motorsport family, so my old man was involved in motorsport. There was always a race car in the back shed from when I was like two or three years old, and then I started racing go-karts when I was eight. I'd actually played AFL footy. I grew up in WA, so yeah. I played AFL footy as a young fellow and broke my arm twice playing football. So even mum thought it was probably safer if I got raced to go-kart. And away I went. So I started racing karts when I was eight and didn't look back. And pretty much every supercar driver that's going to be on the grid at Bathurst has raced karts and all started in go-karts at a very early age.
Let's talk AFL for a little while. Obviously, Jude Bolton in here with us, an absolute legend, two-time premiership player. Who do you think's going to lift the premiership this year?
I haven't really been following it all that much this year because I'm a West Coast Eagles boy and they certainly propped up the bottom of the ladder this year, so I haven't really followed it that closely. Being in Melbourne, I'd say it'll be probably one of the Melbourne teams. I think Demons look pretty strong. I honestly don't know. Once the Eagles were out of it, and that was about round three, I was sort of
pushed
out.
Garth, what about your partner, Shane Van Gisbergen? And he's been on fire this year, hasn't he?
Oh, he has. He's in, you know, it's like when you're an athlete and you get into that form where it feels like you can do nothing wrong. You know, everything you touch works. You know, every move you make comes off. Every bold adventure that you go on always works out. And that's where he is right now. And I remember, you know, when I was in the middle of my sort of full-time career, being in that sort of mode. And it's an exciting time to be there when you're in the time. You don't really appreciate it as an athlete when you're in that phase of your career, but he's there right now and just driving so well. And so I've never actually met anyone or seen anyone in a race car that has the mental capacity to the leftover mental capacity. So obviously driving the car and going through all that process, but has so much more mental capacity to be thinking about other things on the run. And just, you know, he'll know what five other cars' strategy are in the middle of the race, as well as managing his own race car and his own strategies. So he's just got so much capacity to drive fast and think about other things right now.
Yeah, he's sensational. And so are you, mate. Thanks so much for joining us, mate. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Rush Hour podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.